Hey, this is Ollie and welcome to The Body Reset. This podcast has been built to help career-driven professionals and business owners intelligently upgrade their body, energy, and personal performance in the modern world. I want to help uncover some of the core concepts, beliefs, and frameworks that we've used with thousands of clients to navigate health and performance as we age. If you want more like this, simply subscribe so you never miss the newest episode. If I had to get in shape from scratch, where would I start? I want to walk you through the three key recommendations I'd make if I was to get you back in shape from the very start. It had been 20 years since you'd got yourself back in shape, or just a couple when you don't know where to regain that momentum from. After working with thousands of clients, I've seen where people sabotage themselves. They set themselves up for failure, and these three steps are going to be different. They're going to allow you to focus on the habits and the actions that allow you to move forward and create that personal confidence or momentum, which is ultimately the key to you doing this long term. Now, I want to preface this with saying this was actually me about 3 years ago, where I was in shape, things were going well, I was able to make progress without any real limitations until I had a fairly big motorbike crash that resulted in tearing off pretty much every muscle that attached to my shoulder as well as my long bicep tendon. And the 3 years from that experience had going through surgeries, rehab, more surgeries, and the process of rebuilding a body and the frustrations that came along with that physically, not to mention the navigating the mental resilience required to show up for my team, for my family, for my clients, while I was going through that process of trying to regain my health. And these are really three steps that have not only helped me, but now become cornerstones in how we help clients to really create something truly sustainable long term. So the first one I want to start with is very much along those lines. A 10-minute walk. Rather than looking for 10 hours or 2 hours in your day to create the big Superman workout you do once in a blue moon, by focusing on 10-minute anchors in your day, what you're able to do is really find those opportunities everywhere. And the beauty of this is you start to look at something that you really truly can do every single day. So it becomes something that's sustainable, it becomes something that's an anchor, and really allows you to simply hold those promises to yourself and really create some momentum about something that can happen long term. So number one is a 10-minute walk. A saying inside of our community is half-ass is better than no-ass. And I think most people, being this all or nothing type like I very much was, is being forced to lift the 1 kilo dumbbells again and see that as an achievement, and building back up from there really reshaped my mentality around the 10-minute walk. And that really has become a beautiful anchor for so many people to get back into some version of health. The second one, which might be surprising, is rather than focusing on the diet or the new superfood and all these other nutritional facts that truly don't matter on a day-to-day basis, it's going to be 5 deep breaths before a meal. And the reason I want to start with this is it's less about the fancy salad in front of you, and it's more about your ability to digest it, right? It's not about what you eat, it's around what you absorb. And by taking the time for 5 deep breaths before a meal, what we're actually doing is recentering or reconnecting our mind to body around the stress state that we typically walk through the day. Now, it doesn't have to be heightened to the level that you know you're really stressed, but it's just enough to get in the way of our digestive tract. So getting to the point of 5 deep breaths before a meal becomes a beautiful anchor to regain control and awareness around our state, start to really allow our digestive tract to work the way it should, rather than running around like a headless chook and having our digestive tract really being hindered and not able to digest that food. So the second one, 5 deep breaths before a meal. And then the last one, and probably the most important one, is time block. It's such a key part of health long term is this ability to hold the promises to yourself. You do not need to pay a personal trainer to wait for you at the gym to create consistency in your routine, because what you're doing there is not creating consistency, you're creating dependence. And as soon as that PT is not there, you don't work out. I've seen it happen 1,000 times. I know what it's like. Being able to get to a point that you block in a workout or a walk or whatever that thing is that you want to really get towards, when you apply the same importance to that that you did with your work meeting, it happens. The only thing that needs to be built and strengthened over time is reinforcing your commitment and confidence with yourself. And confidence is fundamentally holding promises to yourself that you said you would do. And when you can visually have those time blocks in your day, that becomes something that's an anchor. It becomes an opportunity to hold your word. And when you do it in the small things, it makes a huge difference in the big things, because you start to have evidence of what's actually being done before, and the things that you said would be done are getting done. So the big three here: 10-minute walk, 5 deep breaths before a meal, and time block those steps in your day. When you look at those anchors, we're no longer focused on the random diets, the random new routine. We're focusing on chipping away and building a really sustainable routine, a meaningful anchor in our day that really allows us to show up as our best. My goal here is not to throw the new diet at you and give you the new magical pill, because if you do it for 6 weeks, you get fit, and then you go back to where you are, it was truly a waste of time. Our goal here is to make sure that you create sustainable change, and it's something that really anchors for the rest of your life. And when you're able to really get that to click, you're able to feel that this is more around your personal anchors in your day, you start to have a significant difference in how you show up. Your whole approach to health really starts to change. So if you want to dive deeper into this, you want to work out a real structure that's going to set you up for success long term, comment commit below. And I'm going to send you through our brand new health reset quiz that allows you to really walk through what's going on for you and identify some really good steps for you. So comment commit below, and I'm going to send you through this health reset quiz to work out what best steps I can help you with, whether they're free, whether it's more about personal coaching or anything in between. We've got some answers for you, and we're going to walk you through those steps. So at minimum, I hope you can anchor those 3 steps coming into the new year, and comment below if you want access to that free giveaway. See you on the next one, guys. Bye. This episode was brought to you by The Body Reset, world leaders in health and performance coaching. If you love this episode, it would be a massive help if you just share with one person that you think would benefit. I'd also love to hear from you personally on social media or via email if I can help you personally. Until next time, remember, long-term change comes from self-compassion, and thanks for tuning in.